I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. Now joining us is Ms. Hallie Borden, owner and founder of Milk Handmade. Milk Handmade is a locally sourced clothing boutique in Chicago. Hallie, you were in corporate marketing initially, but had trouble finding clothes to wear. Is that what caused you to open a store initially?
Yeah, I was in corporate marketing. I worked in business-to-business marketing for a few years right out of college. And I just wasn't finding creative fulfillment in my job. I found myself always looking outside of my career for creative fulfillment, whether it was crafting or shopping or exploring different artists, and it was never really enough for me. So I knew that it was time to make a change and really do something that I found creatively fulfilling.
And so you thought, let me open a store.
Yeah, it has been kind of a lifelong dream. It was always something that I said that I wanted to do. It never really felt realistic. It felt like something I needed to be older to do, or needed to be more established to do, or have more experience to do. You know, and at that point in my life, it just seemed like a good time to take a really big risk. And I just went for it.
And through your store, we're talking about Milk Handmade, you're focused on environmental sustainability. How do you accomplish that?
We're focused on, we work with a lot of local designers. So that's our primary focus, is locally made. And many of our designers really focus on eco fashion. So it means that they're using materials that have been naturally dyed, materials that are sustainable. We work with a lot of designers who use materials made out of bamboo or wood pulp and easily renewable resources. And they also give back a lot. I know one of our designers plants a tree for every item of clothing you buy, and all of them are very conscious of their scraps. The materials are reused to make smaller pieces, and everything is optimized to be cut in the way that will produce the least amount of waste.
Excellent. And another feature is fair wages. So when you emphasize fair wages for your store, does that mean you emphasize fair wages for the people who create the clothing or for the store employees?
Well, both. We only have a couple of employees. They are definitely paid fairly, but my primary focus is on the manufacturing of the clothing. All of our clothing is either made by the designer who is creating the line, is creating the garments herself, or is produced ethically in the U.S. By people paid well. Nothing is sent overseas or produced in a large factory. And actually, many of the larger businesses that we work with, the companies are actually partly owned by the women who produce the clothing.
And how does that, you know, when you add in these things like environmental sustainability and fair wages, does that naturally raise the prices on the clothing? And are people willing to pay that premium for that social responsibility? Is that what you found?
You know, it does raise the prices. You know, I won't mince words there. It definitely does raise the prices, but not as much as you may think. It really, it comes out about even to what you'd expect to pay for a brand name clothing item. So you don't have necessarily the status of the label, but you have the story behind the item instead. So you're paying prices that aren't as high as what you might find from a high-end designer, but they're on par with you know, well-made clothing from department stores. So people are definitely willing to pay a little bit more to know that their clothing was produced ethically, and also just to know the story behind the designer, the story behind the people who made it, and they feel good about what they wear.
Speaking of the story behind designers, you've also focused on supply chain transparency.
Sorry, supply chain transparency.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, you cut out there for a second. Yeah, we do. It's really important to me that I know exactly how things are made and who is doing what, and how something goes from concept to design to production to arriving in my store.
Now, you are now taking on a second store. In addition to Milk Handmade, this month you're opening a store called Honey Bridal, this time with a co-founder. So how did you arrive at that?
I am. You know, Honey was an idea that I had years ago, shortly after I opened Milk. And I brought my sister on board this year, and we were kind of inspired when I was shopping for wedding dresses, and it was just such an interesting market in Chicago compared to the Chicago consumer. And I felt like, you know, there was a void in the market. My sister felt the same way. So we decided to open up Honey together. It's right next to Milk, and it'll take a similar responsibility to fashion as Milk does. It's all small independent designers, all handmade pieces, and with a real eye towards fashion, you know, I think a really fair price point too.
And so, did you buy your own wedding dress through this Honey Bridal, your own store, or did you find it ahead of time?
No, I got married about a year ago, so
okay.
I opened the store too late.
Well, congratulations.
But my wedding dress was tough to find. Thank you. I ended up purchasing a dress that I, you know, really hated the full look of, but loved the skirt. So we cut the top off and had it tailored to be a skirt. And then I bought just like a plain silk tank top off the rack and tucked it in.
Oh, that's awesome. And so how are you doing the bridal store also from like local designers? Are they custom pieces, or are they designers who create something and they're on the rack and you got to go in the store and try them on, and if it fits, it fits?
The bridal store is not locally focused. It is focused on independent designers, though. We're going to be carrying just one sample of each gown. So we'll have an appointment one bride at a time, and they'll try on gowns and get measured, and their piece will be made for them.
Okay, interesting. Is that where the model of bridal stores are going nationally, or you're just doing it this way?
That's typically how the bridal shopping experience works.
Okay. All right. And so how was it? So you've had a unique experience because you're opening a second store while running a first store. What's been challenging about that?
It's a lot. It's a lot to do. It's been greatly helped by the fact that the stores are next door to each other. So I can kind of be in two places at once. At the moment, we're still in the construction phase of Honey. And it's easy to oversee that process when I'm next door at Milk all day. I can just pop in for a few minutes at a time. So that hasn't been too bad. It's just a lot to do, but I like to stay busy. I like to work, and I love what I do. So it's been, you know, an overwhelmingly positive experience.
And you mentioned that your sister is your co-founder. So any
Yes.
advice for other business owners who are trying to work with a family member to open a business? What have you learned about working with a sister through the process?
I think it's great. We work together really well. I always say it's tough to work with a partner, but I can't imagine it being any easier than it is to work with my sister, because we just communicate so freely and so well, and we can openly disagree and come to an agreement after that. There's no, you know, stepping around things. We can just say exactly how we feel, and we're just so comfortable communicating with each other. And we have really different perspectives, but tend to agree on the big things, which I think is really important in a business partner, just to bring another set of eyes that sees different things than you into the process, but know that they have the same overall vision.
Excellent. We're speaking with Miss Hallie Borden of Milk Handmade. She's the owner and founder, as well as now opening a new store called Honey Bridal. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. You're listening to Leaders Portfolio at leadersportfolio.com. And I want to thank the supporters of leadership. Some of our Leaders Portfolio sponsors: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, a development focused on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. Here with us on Leaders Portfolio today is Ms. Hallie Borden, owner and founder of Milk Handmade. So Hallie, did you go to college for clothing design?
I didn't. I went to school for advertising, and I minored in cinema studies. So actually, both of those have come in handy quite a bit. The advertising background taught me a lot of design principles, and a bit of how to communicate with consumers and how to sell from a really honest standpoint. And the cinema studies degree helped quite a bit too. It really taught me to see the full picture and also appreciate details.
Those are creative degrees, right? And then you end up going into corporate marketing. How did the corporate marketing help you with owning these businesses?
I graduated in 2009, so just about the worst time to graduate college. And it was a tough job market. I was kind of just throwing my resume out for a while. And marketing seemed to be the closest that I could get to advertising at that time. So it wasn't initially what I was looking for. It was what I was qualified for. And what I was doing wasn't super related to what I do now, but it definitely taught me good communication skills. It taught me how to work with people. And I liked where I worked. I just didn't find it overall fulfilling in my life.
You mentioned advertising in college taught you to be honest with the customer. In what ways are you honest with the customer, and in what ways do you feel like other businesses aren't necessarily? Not all, but some.
I just try to treat every customer how I would want to be treated, and that means having a genuine interaction with them. I'm gonna give them my actual opinion, and that's usually based on how they're feeling in a garment, which is the most important thing. So I don't. I'm just not fake in my store. I like to have a genuine interaction with each person who comes in.
What's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall leadership philosophy. I run my store relationship based. I think that's the most important thing, to have a good relationship with my customers, to have a good relationship with my employees, and to have a really good relationship with the designers that I work with, the people who are making the things that I sell. In terms of leading employees, I think the most important thing is to pick the right people. And then to really put your trust in them. People tend to live up to the expectations that you set for them. And if you set up a relationship built on trust, they really strive to make you trust them. So that's what I've always done. I don't micromanage. I run a pretty relaxed environment, and I give them the freedom to make decisions without checking in on, with me on every little thing. And on one hand, that makes my job a lot easier because I can actually take a day off without fielding questions all day. And on the other, it gives them a lot of responsibility for the store and a stake in how the store does. So I think that they really care about where they're working and care about the success of the business as I do.
Is there something that has caused your leadership philosophy to change over time?
I think I've just learned to trust myself more, especially in the hiring process. If something's not feeling quite right, or if I feel like I'm having a hard time communicating with somebody, then I need to cut it short right there instead of pushing it through.
In terms of running a business, all small businesses have had times when they've made mistakes. What have you learned about the mistakes you made, and how can you teach other small business owners through them?
Sure. I think the biggest mistake that I made is just not really fully being myself when I first opened. I think I was just young and I didn't really know myself, and so I was trying to run it from just a sales point of view and wasn't necessarily being honest and genuine with each person, which is something that I try to do now.
Interesting. Now, you've made some social responsibility choices for your business, like environmental sustainability, fair wages. How has it made it harder for you to run your business, or have you found that that has given you a competitive edge to your competitors?
I would say it's both. It's definitely a cost up front in money and time, but you're also rewarded for it down the line. We don't do those things to brag about them. I do them because I think it's important. But we also get to brag about them, so that's great. It's a nice little bonus. We've been given a few awards by the community for environmental sustainability, in both just our storefront, replacing all of our lighting with long-lasting LEDs. And for our production process, which is very eco-friendly and transparent. And that's been really great to be recognized by the community for that. And I think the community appreciates our efforts and rewards us with their business.
Have you seen a trend in the boutique industry about social responsibility, and how fast is this trend growing?
Absolutely. I think it's really grown fast over the past 5 years that I've been opened. When I first opened my store, we weren't even focused on locally produced clothing because there just wasn't very much clothing being produced in Chicago. People were still designing it here and shipping it overseas. And in the past 5 years, the fashion scene has really exploded here, and we have so many designers to choose from now. So I think that's important to everybody in my community, and I've seen it everywhere too. Everybody knows that traditional retail is really on the decline right now, but that's not what we're seeing at all in the smaller boutique industry, which I think is really great. People are shopping less at big box stores and at malls and at department stores, and they're really willing to give a lot of business to the small shops that build a foundation for their community.
Are you also seeing, right, there's this national trend of people want experiences over items, right? Is that affecting
Yeah.
you at all?
I think it's actually affecting us in a positive way. I think it's true people tend to prefer to spend their money on maybe a great dinner out than a great pair of shoes. And I feel the same way. I definitely prefer to spend my money on experiences. But the things that we're selling also come with a little bit of an experience. They come with a story, and you feel good about wearing them, and you get to tell people where you got them and how they were made. And so the things that we sell kind of produce their own experience.
Where do you think the boutique industry is going to go in the next 5 years?
I think I we're really going to see a positive trend in it. I think it is a dicey time for retail, but it's also a time when people are really thinking hard about where they spend their money. And I think that fast fashion is on its way out, and people are becoming more conscious of the environmental and human rights impact that that industry has, which is really destructive. And I think as people become more aware of that, they're going to really lean into their independent boutique scene in their communities.
What do you wish everyone knew about running a small business?
I wish people thought it was easier. People tend to think that my job is really difficult and just constant nonstop, and that I'm just running all the time, and that it was so challenging to start up. And it's definitely a challenge. You definitely have to be smart about things and prioritize. But every really big thing is just a lot of little things. And so when you break it down, it's doable. It's doable for a lot of people. And I hope that people aren't intimidated by the process of starting their own business and really just break it down into something that they can manage one at a time. Because I know there's so many people who would be really fulfilled by this career who don't pursue it because it just seems unattainable.
Excellent. And you're going to be part of the Block 37 pop-up shop.
I had a pop-up shop there a couple of years ago. We won a competition to find the next great pop-up, it was called. So we had a space there for the holiday season in 2014, I believe. And it was a great experience. We really just created a second version of Milk in about a week and a half. So it was
Wow.
fast and furious. But it was a really good experience, and I enjoyed it.
Excellent, Hallie. Hallie Borden here with us on Leaders Portfolio. Thanks for being with us, Hallie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank these supporters of leadership, Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio by sending us an email on our website for sponsorship packet. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.